Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is Monday, February 1st, 2016. The Super Bowl is this Sunday, which means that the next episode of this, next Monday, I'm going to sound like an absolute piece of shit because I'm just going to be hungover as hell. I'm going to start. We have I'm in a football league, and every week we have a game on Sunday morning. And this Sunday, our game's at 8 a.m., which means after the game, we'll probably get home around like 10, and we're probably going to start drinking at 10:03. And the game doesn't even start until like 7 or 8 or some shit. It's going to be disgusting. It's just a whole lot of beer. God, I can feel myself getting fatter a week away. You know what I mean? It's 6 days away, but whatever. My birthday is in 24 days, February 25th. I turned 24 years old, which sucks. All right? It sucks. It is sucks. And I don't care, you know, people older than me is like, 24? Oh my God, I wish I was 24 again. Oh man, I had just so much fucking weed when I was 20. Shut up. All right? I feel as old to me. All right? Anything past 21, I'm like, fuck, another one of these. Birthdays are not cool anymore, all right? You got to 21, that was dope. What do I look forward to now? Like, your next birthday that you look forward to is when you turn 40. Like, I'm still here. I made it to 40. And then from then on, no one gives a shit. Not even your friends. They're like, dude, do I have to, like, come hang out with you or some shit? Like, it doesn't matter. 24 is, like, an irrelevant birthday year. It doesn't matter. It's just an excuse to drink. Which I'm trying to cut back on because I'm trying not to be a fat piece of shit anymore. Even though I do feel good. I've been running a lot and working out every day at 8 a.m. I don't know if I've said that before, but yeah. I talk about it so much. You got to get less gross, guys. That hashtag. Oh, man. I don't know where that came from. I videotaped myself promoting my own video on my Instagram. And I just put the hashtag, got to get less gross. And people seem to like it because they've been using it on Twitter and Snapchat and shit. Which, fuck it. If it's inspiring people to not be a piece of shit, then why not? You know? I'm also very happy because I booked a trip to Vegas. I'm going to Vegas this summer with a bunch of my friends, actually. But I only booked a room with two other my friends. And one of them's a psycho. This kid, Anthony DeVino. And he already told me that he gets so excited and he's like a puppy. Like if you can even say anything to him in a high pitched voice and he's excited about it. Like, oh, you want to go drink Windex? And he's fucking wagging his tail. That's Anthony DeVino. So we're going to Vegas and he's fucking hype as hell. He told me already that we're going to be on the plane. He's going to take a Xanax and then drink whiskey, which if you take Xanax and you drink whiskey, you're asking for bad things to happen. Then he's like, I'm going to fuck the stewardess. And I'm like, here we go. He actually said flight attendant, which is like a unisex term. So it could be a guy. I don't know. It depends on what kind of flight we get on. I'm not sure, but that's what he told me. And I'm not going to sit next to him. I booked us different seats. And I'm not lying. Like, I booked the trip, and I swear, I put myself in an aisle. Because, like, on planes, like, I don't really like flying, you know? I used to get anxiety when I flew. I don't really much anymore, but to prevent that, I get an aisle seat because then I just pretend I'm on a bus. I can't see outside the windows. I don't know. I'm so high in the air. I sit in the aisle. I feel like I'm on a bus. I'm like, no, this isn't turbulence. We're just hitting speed bumps. But yeah, that's what I do. But I booked myself an aisle seat and I put DeVino like three rows back against the fucking wall. Like he's in the window. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if that kid gets on the plane with a parachute on and like tries some wild shit. He's out of his goddamn mind. But that's just him. And he's not the worst of it. I have like another seven people coming with me. And they're all nuts. It's going to be a shit show. The first time we went 2 years ago, I think there was like five of us. And it was a lot of fun, man. I got there on a Friday and had to leave on a Sunday because of work and stuff. But when I landed in Friday, first of all, if you have to connect flights, oh God, I've only done that one time. I will never do that again. We booked Vegas late, me and one of my other friends, Nick, and the only flights that they had were from this airline, Spirit, which if you've ever flown Spirit, you know it is awful. It's fucking abysmal. It's just, you. First of all, if you get to if you go to board the plane, they go, no, that bag's too much. They don't just like put it on the plane or check it for the $25, whatever it costs on any other airline. Since you came to the gate with your bag and it's too big, they're like $100. So they're fucking you before you step on the flight. And then the planes are made of fucking paper. So we're flying over the desert in Vegas, bumping all over. Dude, we thought we were going to die on this plane. I swear to God. My friend's looking at me. We're hitting turbulence so bad that there's people behind us going, oh. Like people are flipping out. Like we were dipping, fucking going to side. I'm like, dude, I just want to live. Please, God, just let me live. And thank God we got there. I would have never been so happy to get on the ground. In 120 degree weather, by the way. Fucking Vegas. It's so hot there. Obviously, it's a desert. But it's insane. But Vegas is a ton of fun. But we had connecting flights. So we flew to Chicago. And then we had a four-hour layover. So we sat in a bar in the airport and just drank for 4 hours and then got on the plane. By the way, if you sit in a bar in an airport and drink for 4 hours, not only are you an alcoholic, but you're also going to be broke afterwards. Because the drinks are absurd. I asked this lady, I asked the waitress, it's actually funny. I asked the waitress, I'm like, how much is a Jack and Coke? She looked at me like she was about to give me the worst news ever. She's like, God. I'm like, what the fuck is the, give me a number. Jesus. And she's like, yeah, it's $13. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Like, I was expecting it to be like, you know, somewhere around there because I'm in an airport. You know, you want to buy a bottle of water, it's fucking $6. So she's like, oh, yeah, it's Jack and Coke. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. Can I get one of those? And then she doesn't even, like, write it down. She just starts explaining to me why it costs $13. She's like, you know, because you got to pay for, like, the Jack Daniels and you have to pay for the Coca-Cola that goes in. I was like, I know very well what I'm paying for. Not my first rodeo, lady. I know how Jack and Cokes work. I know there is Jack and I know there is Coke. And I know I have to pay for both. I'm not paying for just fucking half of it. And she's like, you got to also the ice and the straw. I'm like, just shut up and get me the drink. But so we did that and we sat there and we drank for so long. And then we got on our flight to Vegas, which was like another 3.5 hours. Once we landed there, I had been in the air, not really eating much. Like, I didn't have breakfast because our flight was early in the morning and I can't eat that early. So we landed in Chicago. We drank and like I had like a burger, but it was like a small burger. It was like a slider. But then when I landed in Vegas, I had been in the air for so long that I was insanely dehydrated and I had the most pounding headache. So I had to take a bunch of Advil and I just like went to sleep. My friends will never let me live that down. Dude, you got to Vegas to take a nap? Fucking loser. I was like, all right, relax. I can't walk straight. My head's killing me. I literally have never had a headache like that ever. Like, I was dizzy. Like, I couldn't walk. And I was like, please, God, don't make me be sick. I just want to have a good time in Vegas. But I just woke up the next day, and I was totally fine. Just hydrated. Get your Tylenol in. By the way, a bottle of Tylenol comes with, like, 6 pills. It's, like, $400 in Vegas. So, you know. And in the casino, if you want to take out money, $35 ATM charge. They're just fucking people. Raw dog. No lube. It hurts. It's insane. But the pool parties are so fucking fun. We got to the pool party, go up to the bar. We're like, dude, how much is one of those like liquor things? Like they're like the size of if you ever seen like a protein shaker, it's like the size of that. And there's like just a mixed drink in it. I'm like, how much are those? The guy goes 38. And I was like, oh my God. Then I'm like, how much is a bucket of 6 beers? He goes, 68. I'm like, what the f... So I got the little liquor drink. There was no alcohol in it. I mean, there was, but it was just minimal. So I was like, fuck this. I'm just going to get the beers. I paid $68 for 6 beers, so I'm an asshole. I spent $300 that day. It was dope. But as we're standing in the pool, some fucking Asian dude, he's wearing sunglasses and cargo shorts, does a front flip into the pool. It's Vegas. There's tons of people in the pool. This guy does a front flip in the middle of the fucking pool and then looks at his boy and go, oh, fuck, bro. I had Molly and Coke in there. So now there's just Molly and Coke all in this fucking pool pouring into my system, right through the pores, you know? I don't know if I felt the effects. I did hook up with a very unattractive woman that day. So that was dope. Anyway, I saw this video on Facebook that really bothered me. It's just of this little, like, white girl who just looks like she carries around one of those little chihuahuas. I hate that shit, by the way. Girls like buying dogs that they could just carry around and show people that they have. Look, I got one. I'm like Paris Hilton. It fits in my bag. It fits in my bag. I'm like, oh, God. Those dogs suck, by the way, chihuahuas. I'm sorry if you have a chihuahua. Like, I love dogs. Those dogs are like having little deer or something. Their little skinny legs, they're barely fluffy, and they're just, like, got angry faces. I don't like them. I like little fluffy dogs that you, like, mistake for pillows and shit. Those are my kind of dogs. But anyway, this is a white girl on the fucking train, and there was, like, a group of black dudes on the train, and she was screaming at them, calling them the N-word. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what's wrong with this bitch? And luckily, they were, like, laughing, and they found it funny because, you know, what the hell is she actually going to do? But this girl was crazy. She's screaming at the top of her lungs at these dudes. And they're like, what the hell? And one of the guys like, dude, you called us the N-word first. Like, what are you saying? And she was walking over to them and kicking them and hitting dudes, trying to slap them. I'm like, this girl, first of all, she's brave as shit. If that, and those dudes are like fucking, I don't know the word, but how they didn't just rock this girl and knock out her two front teeth is beyond me. Honestly, like, she crossed several lines and was hitting them, and they didn't do anything. They were just like laughing at her. Thank God. But this girl is just disgusting. And I was like, what the fuck? How do you live in New York City and you're racist? Like, that makes no fucking sense to me. Like, dude, all you, like, I'm pretty sure you work with, go to the gym with, and buy food from all different types of people with different ethnicities. So how the fuck can you be racist? Like, it just doesn't make any fucking sense to me. And I was, like, offended. I don't know. I was just super offended by it. I'm like, this girl, you know, I was thinking, like, people like that, we should just throw on top of a fire or into a wood chipper feet first. What's that movie where the guy kills, oh, man, it's like an old movie, and the guy kills someone, and he's putting them through a wood chipper at the end of the movie. Oh, man, that's a great scene. That's a way to do it. You throw people into a wood chipper, then people will just totally forget about it. You'll be like, oh, you think twice before you say that word again. Think twice before you get racist. Throw your ass in a wood chipper. Whoever's running for president and says that, I'm like, whatever, you got my vote. I'm down, whatever. I don't even care about your other policies. Just as long as we could wood chip people, that would be great. At least kick her onto the tracks and, like, something. Whatever. Very violent. Very violent on this day. I also saw this video that Ali Daily posted. I used to work there. And it was like, your mom goes through your phone. And I don't know how they casted people for this. So it was like a guy or a girl with their mother. Actually, it was all dudes. So it was dude and their mother. And she's going through his text messages. And in my mind, I'm going, no fucking shot. Just no shot. You think I'm going to let my mom go through my phone? What are you, out of your fucking mind? And like, yeah, like, do you know what goes on in my group chat? I have a group of 12 psychotic people that I'm friends with. And the group chat's nonstop. It's all day. If I'm looking at my phone, I'm going to see how many text messages I'm missing right now. I checked my phone 10 minutes ago. There's 27 texts that I haven't read. And they're all in the group chat. It's all on Do Not Disturb. My phone doesn't even light up anymore because they just kill my battery. But they just say wild shit all day. Like, randomly. Like, it'll be 8 a.m. and this kid's sending a picture of some girl getting nailed in the A in the fucking group chat. I'm like, the fuck is... Dude, it's 8 a.m. I haven't even had breakfast. And I'm seeing asshole. Are you kidding me? Enough. And then he tells me, you need to grow up. I need to grow up. Yeah, okay. 8 a.m. Asshole. Dude, I'll never be grown enough for that. Stop it. So, I mean, that's the main reason why my mom can't go through my phone. Also, just like, I'm in a relationship. And sometimes, like, sexting happens. And if I was single, or if anyone's single, really, sometimes sexting happens with more than one person, you know? You're having a good conversation with someone, all of a sudden it turns to 12:03, and you're like, ooh, I'm in a mood. And then the conversation takes that turn, you know? I understand, single people. I understand how that happens. The next day, you're like, why the fuck did I do that? You feel like you had sex with them, but you didn't really. You just told them that you would. But in the back of your mind the whole time, you're like, I would never have sex with this person or do any of the shit that I'm saying right now. But this is fine. But, but yeah, how the fuck can you let your mom go through your phone? Dude, they had to have deleted at least some text messages. Like, you don't go film that video and just not delete the bad ones. Because, like, you don't want your mom seeing, like, your own dick. That's terrible. I don't even, like, that just ruined my day that I just said that. Like, what would I do if my mom was scrolling through my phone and all of a sudden she's like, oh, dick. And I'm like, fuck, you saw it. She saw it when I was younger, when it was fucking half an inch. It's grown a little bit since then. Not too much, but it has a little. I don't want you to see it anymore. What the hell's going on in Facebook? Let's see here. Oh, God, of course. I go to Facebook.com. I click on it. The first video that's here are those videos of the troops coming home. Great. I need this in my life. Start crying any second. Oh, my God. These are the hardest videos to watch. These videos, the videos of the troops coming home and Marley and me, are things that'll make me cry every time. Dude, if you've seen Marley and me, oh, my God. It's awful. I caught like the last 10 minutes of it and I was sobbing. Movie's awful, man. Dog dies. Spoiler. All right? Dog's dead. Dog's dead right now. He's in the ground. But it's the saddest shit ever. And the troops coming home. I remember one time I was watching ESPN. I'm just trying to watch sports, have a good time. You know, I love sports. I want to go there. I'll watch whatever, any highlight. It doesn't matter. Cricket. I don't even know how the game works. I'll fucking watch some guys hit a fucking rubber ball with a paddle. Or whatever. So I'm watching it. And all of a sudden they have a segment on the troops coming home. And I'm like, fuck. And then I couldn't change the channel because then I felt bad. I'm like, if I change the channel, then I don't support the troops. And I had those whole thing. I was like, fuck. So I watched it because I didn't want anyone to think that I wasn't American. So I'm watching this thing. And, you know, I'm getting through it, right? It's like 1 minute. I'm like, okay, it's probably wrapping up. 2 minutes. Oh, my God, 3 minutes. Oh, Jesus Christ, it's starting to get me. 4 minutes. Now I'm like, how fucking long is this thing? It was 7.5 minutes long. And when I got to the four-minute mark, there was this one particular scene where it's like at a baseball game, and the kids were being honored at the game for their father being a soldier, and they're like near home plate, and then the dad comes out of like the bullpen. So he's walking through the outfield, and then everyone starts running towards each other. Not everyone, like just the family. That would be weird. Like everyone starts walking towards each other, but like the family starts running towards each other, and the father doesn't even make it to the infield. Like he just drops to his knees, and then they all tackle him. Ooh, I could cry right now thinking about it. That shit was rough as hell. And then I still had 3 minutes to go, 3.5. Minutes to go. By the end of it, forget it. I was soaked in tears. It's terrible. I mean, no, it's great. It's not terrible, but like, it's awesome. I love it. It's great. But it's just sad, you know. And yesterday, Grease Live was on. Vanessa Hudgens, apparently, her father had died hours before the show. And she performed, and I watched some of it because my girlfriend was like, oh my God, can we watch Grease? And I was like, fuck. The Pro Bowl was on. The NHL All-Star game was on. She's like, let's watch Grease. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. But she did watch Straight Outta Compton with me, which was a great movie, by the way. I ordered that, so we watched it. So I was kind of like, all right, maybe I'll give this a half hour just because you sat through Straight Outta Compton, even though I think she actually enjoyed it. But Vanessa Hudgens was great. She didn't look, like, upset, like, extremely professional. Like, how sad is that? But I only gave that, like, 25 minutes, and I was like, all right, I'm going to watch. And the Knicks were playing the Warriors yesterday, too. It was a lot to watch. So I went upstairs, and I watched some of the game, and then I was like, you know what? The NHL All-Star game ended. The Pro Bowl is dog shit, so I barely watched that. And then the Knicks started to get blown out, so I'm just like, fuck this shit. And I just went downstairs and played NHL. And that's all that happened this week. I'm sure I'm going to have tons of stories next week after the Super Bowl party. It's going to be a disaster. My friend's like, yo, can I get a plus seven? I'm like, what? Are you fucking crazy? He wanted to have a plus seven. Does that even affect? Like, you get a plus one, dude. A plus seven? The fuck do you think this is? So, it's going to be a disaster. Who the fuck knows? I got to go buy kegs and leave them in my backyard. There's two kegs from last Super Bowl that are still in my backyard. I haven't brought them back. And I don't think I'm going to. I think I'm just going to collect kegs and my mom's going to kill me. Anyway, that's all for this episode, guys. If you're into sports, I run a sports podcast with my friends. It's called Veterans Minimum. It's on iTunes and SoundCloud, Veterans Minimum. And also, I'm on another podcast called Invasion of Privacy with Kate Wolf. And that, you get the serious side of Joe. Not all jokes and whistles. Not all lights and cameras. I don't know what that means. But yeah, so go check that out also. It's called Invasion of Privacy, also on iTunes and SoundCloud. Still working on getting this podcast back on iTunes, but, you know, they keep telling me to go fuck myself. So we're going to keep trying, all right? And thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.